Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, let's talk about your thoughts on those Central and South American markets.
Well, any export market's important, especially the Mexican market. You know, we compete with Argentina for the exports as you get further south and into the Southern American markets. But the export markets we've developed over the last few years are important, and it's important price-wise, especially to Oklahoma.
And back here at home, the news, of course, the pretty big wheat and corn crops this year.
Yeah, we had the tours, you know, in Oklahoma and Kansas, potential record yields in Oklahoma, near record yields in Kansas. I think the numbers came out higher than the market expected. And then if you look at production estimates that are being bantied around by different analysts, they're relatively high. Corn, it's the price setter right now. It's looking at maybe 14,600,000,000 bushels. Wheat, 2,270,000,000 bushels, somewhere in that vicinity. Large crops, increasing ending stocks.
Okay, and after those tours then, of course, prices kind of took a nosedive?
Well, as soon as the tour started after the first day, the prices fell relatively hard. We've been talking about the Kansas City July contract at $6.37 price level. That's extremely important, the price support. It busted through there. If it stays below that $6.37 as we go into next week, then we got a potential 50 cents down price as we go in from now into harvest.
Okay, and how about the relationship still between corn and wheat prices?
Right now, wheat is still being priced basis corn. If you look at the Chicago price, Kansas City price, corn is at a premium to wheat. So wheat is cheaper to feed right now. As we get into the July time period, then you're looking at wheat maybe getting its own market, but it's going to depend on how big a crop we're actually producing of wheat.
And as for marketing advice for farmers, is it too late to price their wheat?
If they can't take another 50 cents down in price, if it's going to keep them from sleeping at night, then I think there's still time to go ahead and forward contract some wheat in. But if they're indifferent about 50 down or 50 up, then they should wait.
And finally, you're keeping your eye on a report coming out next week?
Yes, that's Supply and Demand, USDA's first estimates for the 2012-13 year will come out both for the U.S. and the world. Important market-moving numbers coming out.
Okay, we'll talk about it next week. Kim Anderson, thanks a lot.